WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Dub, you are CT Pittsburgh. We have Heat by 19 off of 97 Circles. Known Sun and Lost Monarch by Tom DiMuzio and Lacordis and Wobbly. A Seal Neck Breaker by Giblet Gusset. Over tape Buckeye Necropsy. What? Does anyone want to put my dog out? For me while I'm busy. Nobody pays attention to the dogs and pays attention to the cats. that's not true, Lolly, and you know it. Oh, my God. Drama. An excerpt by Arete by Miguel A. Garcia, and we started off the show. Part 4 of Greatest Hits, Volume 2, by Radio for the People. Live concrete mixing show used to air on WRCT. There are over 40 million family caregivers in the United States, and if you currently care for an older loved one, navigating the coronavirus intimidating AARP can help with tips on how to create a plan for caring for your loved one and how to prepare to care for someone who is high risk. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to access more information about caregiving and the coronavirus. That's aarp.org/caregiving, a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. The David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics. It's coming from the basement of WXOJ Studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics. Society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music in at. Couch Dance with DJ Firefly Wednesday afternoons at 3 to 5 p.m. and re-airing 2:30 to 4:30 on Sundays right here on WRCT. Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop conveniently located in University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black-white color copies, single and double-sided copying, assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding finishing options that include cutting, lamination, collating, comb binding, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call them 412-268-4828. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Thank you.
I What's the oldest animal in the world?
Vampire.
What's the oldest?
Today, we know these entities as vampires.
They bite us. They bite us.
With the sharpest teeth in the animal kingdom.
They bite us. They bite us.
Why are they feared so much?
They bite us.
They're kind of a problem.
A little loose on the edges.
Why not feed on horses?
The mutilation of animals and people, the drinking of blood, the deliberate cannibalistic practices used by some of them.
Why not feed on horses?
When they did so, things only seemed to get worse.
Why not feed on horses or dogs?
Vampires are complainers.
It can get very tedious and messy.
In the older versions of the vampire, it's mostly the imagery of a parasite.
Known for their beautiful orange hair and striking faces.
Some theorize they might have come from space.
This isn't necessarily true.
It's a different relationship to space.
They actually mate in flight.
In spite of their colorful pulsing.
How do they glow like that?
They can breed pretty much anywhere.
With rationale and real understanding.
Just like humans.
No, it is human.
They actually mate while they fall through the sky.
By the way, to any ladies who might be interested,
they might not enjoy it.
What sort of reinforces that behavior?
They might not enjoy it.
It is a choice.
They've figured out every place where they could live.
They're very successful creatures.
A lot of you ladies out there are quite frightened.
Sinister and unsettling.
Vibrant and wide awake.
Maybe they're a pet that you've been considering getting, maybe something you've always kind of thought of.
Don't let the round and tumbly nature of these animals fool you.
No, it is human.
I find them very fascinating.
With fluffy ears, round heads, and spoon-shaped noses,
I find them very fascinating, so I'm always looking for them.
They can survive dry periods by curling into little balls.
And every time I found one, and every time I found one, and every time I found one, I would keep it.
It just keeps recycling over and over again, and there seems no way out of it.
And every time I found one, and every time I found one, and every time I found one, I would keep it.
It also is a system that's insane.
Maybe they're a pet that you've been considering.
Have you had any unusual bleeding or discharge?
Maybe they're a pet that you've been considering. Maybe they're a pet that you've been considering.
You have the patterns of the vampire in you.
Maybe they're a pet that you've been considering.
These animals are not aggressive.
It keeps its tongue folded.
Just like humans.
They can easily be confused.
Just like humans.
As opposed to other animals.
Folded inside of its mouth like an accordion.
Just like humans.
You have the patterns of the vampire in you.
Its little spy eye can rotate nearly 180 degrees in all directions.
There is a lot of hidden material that we haven't looked at.
As they grow, however, they devour almost anything they can catch.
Catching men.
Nearly 180 degrees in all directions.
They live longer if they feed on human blood.
Okay, everybody, grab your shovels and let's dig.
We smeared ourselves and even our children with the blood.
They live longer if they feed on human blood.
There's no better preparation for being shot.
They live longer if they feed on human blood. And then I also fed them on other types of blood. And
when its stomach is full,
the tongue slips along the funnel-shaped bottom lip, lapping up the blood.
This sure is a weird tea party.
And it really doesn't take very much blood.
It can fly. But it prefers to sneak up on its prey from the ground.
They need our blood for making their eggs. They make lots of eggs.
Insect eggs.
Doesn't take long.
These are skills a baby must learn.
They make lots of eggs.
There is something in those eggs.
It can get very tedious and messy.
Insect eggs.
There is something in those eggs.
It'll probably slither away.
Or create irresistibly smelly traps
that will, they say, help them put together almost a European army of the future.
When they are small, they eat small things.
It's unbelievably complicated.
Who wants to eat flies?
When its stomach is full, the milk can be seen through its transparent body wall.
They make lots of eggs. Why not feed on horses?
They are tasty, too.
Mmm, indeed.
This is no time for jokes. This is no time for jokes.
Here's one particularly bizarre thing.
The pods are opening up.
Dr. Deborah Birx.
Mitch McConnell.
Vice President Mike Pence.
These vampiric goat suckers have been accused of running rampant across the Americas.
Monuments to fear, superstition, and now death.
Dr. Deborah Birx. Vice President Mike Pence.
Mitch McConnell
have unique heat-sensitive pits in their nose.
Please bear with me here as I do my best to try and plod through the bodies in the gore.
Dr. Deborah Birx,
an alien life form, an abomination, maybe even a demonic entity. She described a ghastly creature that was 3 feet tall, bipedal, and humanoid.
Was lucid and not demon-possessed.
Anybody, male or female.
Insect infestation.
Anybody, male or female. Anybody, male or female.
If you don't see the problem, then it is not there.
Anybody, male or female.
Mitch McConnell.
Can render the blood unusable.
Mitch McConnell.
Munches on the ants.
It amazes me.
Here we go.
I don't believe my eyes.
Here we go.
That is inhuman.
It amazes me.
Here we go.
That's the biggest egg I've ever seen.
It amazes me.
Dr. Deborah Birx.
Mitch McConnell.
Vice President Mike Pence.
These vampiric goat suckers munch on the ants.
Human blood is actually better for them.
That is inhuman.
They're going to really dig in.
Drenched in blood and crazed out of her mind.
And this serves as a reminder.
Vice President Mike Pence.
Munches on the ants.
Or birds, or fish, or insects, or leeches. Or birds, or fish, or insects, or leeches. Or birds, or fish, or insects, or leeches.
And this serves as a reminder.
Dr. Deborah Birx.
Mitch McConnell.
Vice President Mike Pence.
Are citizens of the United States and must obey all of its laws.
Let's see, where were we? Orchid spangiophora and glands of external secretion with four-eyed baldies. Part of that Alain sage with frissons on the cochlée. And right now, Andrea Parkins is going to take you into the night like Benny Bardonis never, ever was able... anyway. This is a lengthy piece, so I'm just going to say goodbye here. Have some soup and pass out. I am ragged. Flipped out. Jesus Christ, all frickin' mighty. But I'll be okay. Thank you for listening, as always. Take care. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Tempo Sounds show with I, Dr. Kenya, Oscar Raduli. Let us know where you're listening from. We'll big up your wins, 412-499-5000. We're coming back after taking a month break. Christmas was just a good time to take some time off, to be family, friends, companions, enemies, frenemies, you name it. We managed to travel to Europe, Africa, and back to the Americas. We feel so rejuvenated. Can't wait back to get into our radio show, yeah? This artist's name is Beyond Music, featuring Spots. The song's called Njalo. Welcome, everyone. Let us know where you're listening from. We'll big up your wins. Let me let this track go. And to all the DJs on WRCT 88.3 FM, those on Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada, and those on my walking radio 2022, let's get it.